Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Cabinet meets this afternoon to decide on a revised COVID vaccination plan after restrictions were imposed on the use of AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson for those under 50. The HSE is advising against any change to the age-based system, although it says the two restricted vaccines can be used for younger people if none other is available. In other developments, vaccine registration for the over 50s opened from today, while nursing home residents who've already had the jab will be allowed a greater number of visitors each week. More on all of that in just a moment. But first to Donegal, where a surge in infections in the northeast of the county has led Gardaí to open a hotline for people to report breaches of pandemic restrictions, and where a second walk-in test centre will open tomorrow. Donegal has the highest 14-day infection rate in the country at 293 per 100,000 people, well above the national average of 127. Speaking on Highland Radio this morning, Garda Grainne Doherty appealed to people to use the new dedicated Garda phone line.
It's been widely broadcast throughout the media all week. People are well aware of it. The COVID-19 figures in Donegal remain a concern. Public health officials have reported that a number of COVID-19 outbreaks in Donegal have been linked to young people organising parties amongst themselves at various locations, and this also includes beach parties, birthday occasion parties being organised for all age groups, older secondary school pupils and perhaps some younger secondary school pupils too congregating socially. Wakes being held in contravention of the guidelines and social gatherings being organised after funerals. To make it easier for people to let us and Garda Síochána and Donegal know about such events that they are aware of, we have set up a dedicated reporting line which will be based at Letterkenny Garda Station. This number will cover the entire division of Donegal. We're appealing to anybody, look, if you are aware of a party that is being organised, or if you know of any other event taking place, we want you, we urge you to call this number. Let us know.
Garda Grainne Doherty speaking on Highland Radio this morning. Well, let's talk now to Dr. Paul Armstrong, who is a GP based in Lifford in East Donegal and a former COVID assessment hub lead for that area. He's on the line. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Armstrong, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Perhaps we just should be clear at the outset here. This surge in infections, which has occurred in Donegal, is a highly localised phenomena, is it not? It's in the northeast of the county that these numbers are occurring.
That's true. It's not countywide. The figure that was quoted a few moments ago of 293 per 100,000 is actually higher in some parts and considerably lower in others. And one interesting thing is that since the very start, like 12 months ago, there has been that north-south divide. Once you go below Donegal Town, below what we call the Lahey-Pettigo line, into Ballyshannon, Bundoran and Sligo, the rates are much less than Letterkenny. The hub rates in Sligo were much quieter than Letterkenny all year, and the admissions to hospital were less. So that phenomenon is not new. It's quite striking at the moment, but there has been a difference in pattern all along.
We heard Garda Doherty there describing the kinds of activities that they'd like people to report on. How do you account for this surge?
Well, it is difficult to understand, but we do see gatherings taking place. We do know that people are meeting in houses and gardens and socially, younger people mainly. It's been a long year for everybody and people are finding it difficult and frustrating, but gatherings are certainly taking place here. And it seems to be very easy to transmit. We know that. That's something we didn't know 12 months ago. And the newer variants are very easily transmissible. So contact can sometimes be minimal. But if it's the wrong person that you're meeting at the wrong time, you can pick up the virus.
At an earlier stage in the pandemic, Donegal also suffered high numbers accounted for at that stage because of cross-border activities and very high infection rates just over the border in Derry and Strabane. Is the border still a factor here?
The border is still a factor, but it would be wrong to blame the border completely. Certainly in our practice, which is along the border for about a 20-mile strip, we would have seen in previous outbreaks that the border was a very significant factor. But my understanding is, while the figures are a lot lower in Northern Ireland, they're actually quite high along the western areas of Derry and Tyrone. So I think it is a factor, but it goes beyond that and goes into our county and right into Letterkenny and up into the Milford area. So it's a combination of factors. The easy transmissibility, the socialisation that people are having are the main things.
There's already one walk-in centre operating, I think, since the weekend in Letterkenny. Another is plan to open in Milford tomorrow. What hope would you have for those test centres having an impact on people's behaviour?
Well, we certainly welcome them. The easier you make it for people to get tested, the more likely you are to pick up rates. No doubt the rates may increase a little once the centres open with people presenting to them. But they are a key factor. I think we've seen in other countries and other parts of the country that having walk-in centres does make it easier to pick up cases. It also increases awareness. People just see them, they hear about them. It maybe makes them be a little bit more cautious in their own behaviour. And hopefully that's one of the things that's come out even of the Garda announcement here locally this morning, that in fact, even for people to be aware that that is there, that it may deter people from socialising inappropriately.
Meanwhile, of course, the vaccination programme is underway in Donegal as it is elsewhere in the country. How is it progressing with you?
It's progressing well. I mean, it is a success story. It's frustratingly slow, I think, for us all. There are all the issues around the vaccine supply and the differing messages coming out about different vaccines. But in our own practice, for example, all of our over 70s are almost finished, and we're moving into the cohort 4 and cohort 7. But restricting it to general practice, I think, should have been a bigger part even of the provision of the vaccines. But restricting it to Pfizer makes it logistically difficult in terms of gathering large numbers of people in places. So other, for example, in the UK, they used AstraZeneca through general practice, and that allowed them to get a certain number done. But that's a decision made elsewhere.
And are you seeing any evidence of vaccine hesitancy?
Yes, we definitely are. We're having an awful lot of questions into our clinic from people who are looking to get a particular vaccine. The Pfizer, the mRNA vaccines are the ones that seem to have caught the imagination. But the evidence is that the AstraZeneca vaccine is an extremely effective vaccine at stopping you getting very sick and certainly getting into hospital. Mm-hmm. And it's worked across the UK, Scotland, England, Wales, Northern Ireland. It will work for us as well. But people have, because of the various messages, the media, the government, sometimes, or the different agencies giving what people perceive as mixed message, although I know the people who are providing the message are very clear in how they came to the actual point. But that has led into people questioning it. I understand that's an issue in the north as well. People are asking, look, can they get a particular vaccine?
All right, Dr. Paul Armstrong in Lifford in Donegal, thank you for that. And that number, that Garda direct line number for those who want to report breaches of the COVID regulations is 074 916 7101. 074 916 7101.